With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump rallied supporters in Waterford Township, Michigan yesterday, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit.
You've got South Carolina coming up, Michigan coming up, and then Super Tuesday coming up in 2 weeks. And they want me so badly, these guys, because you know what? We're beating Biden by, we're clobbering this guy.
Michigan holds its GOP primary on February 27. Meanwhile, President Biden has picked up an endorsement he might not want. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Over 400 people have been detained in Russia while they paid tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died at a remote Arctic penal colony last week. The sudden death of the 47-year-old Navalny was a crushing blow to many Russians who had pinned their hopes for the future on President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe. Navalny remained vocal in his unrelenting criticism of the Kremlin to the end. Another dubious program in California. 2 years after state officials launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, the state is still running behind on getting food recycling programs up and running. Meanwhile, some regions of the state that have ramped up collection now have more compost than they have any idea what to do with. This is SRN News. The 2024 election cycle is ramping up, and the American Family Association is urging Christians to get to the polls. To that end, the ministry is offering its iVoter Guide.
Our mission is to equip Christians to be good stewards of their vote by doing the research for you. We look at who the candidates have given money to, who's given money to them or bought influence from them, if they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation. We gather scorecards from both conservative and liberal groups.
Debbie Wolf now is president of iVoter Guide.
We cover federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in 36 states, and even some key down ballot races.
There are still a lot of Christians who aren't registered to vote and others who are but don't show up on Election Day. Withnow points out that many political races turn on very small percentages of voters and one church congregation by itself could swing the outcome. This is SRN News. NASA has finally counted up all the asteroid samples returned by a spacecraft last fall.
And it's double the rubble goal. NASA reported that the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected 121 grams of dust and pebbles from asteroid Bennu. That's just over half a cup in the biggest cosmic haul ever from beyond the moon. It took NASA longer than expected to pry open the sample container because of stuck fasteners. The black carbon-rich samples are stored at a special curation lab at Houston's Johnson Space Center. The spacecraft is now on its way to another space rock, but it won't stop for samples. Keith Peters reporting.
Sticking with the astronomy beat here, a total solar eclipse is coming to North America. On April 8, the sun will pull another disappearing act across parts of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, turning day into night for as much as 4.5 minutes, twice as long as the total solar eclipse from 2017. This is SRN News.